Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Christianity is officially and judicially declared dead by the James 2:26 judgment, which says, faith without works is dead. Let's look at that. James. It says, here, and it is the last statement in verse 26, James 2:26, and this is a judgment against Christianity, against the unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. The judgment says, faith without works is dead. Christianity is a faith without works. Christianity is officially and judicially declared dead by the James 2:26 judgment. Hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or in descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Your seeing and or hearing my word makes you a witness to the glory of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. If you would like for your name to appear in the record of God as a witness to the glory or the word of God, let me know by sending correspondence to me, giving your full legal name, the country you live in, or state, whether you are Gentile, black, Hispanic, otherwise. Give your age and give a statement saying that you heard the glory of God on the internet. Give the date. And give something that I have said. Give a short statement of something that I have said to you on my program. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Reading of the People's Law, the law coming from the Word of God that is in the Authorized Version Bible. The law to the people says, you shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt reverence or revere the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. Now, reading of the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to the people. Starting with September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia, 30815. The Lord God is Tommy L. Hart. The end of all things, 1 Peter 4:7. Says, the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch. The end of all things has appeared. The end of all things has appeared in Tommy L. Hart. The end of all things is to identify the Lord God. All things declare clearly and definitively that Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God. The group of all things has achieved its purpose. Last time I spoke with you, and to you, I spoke on all things. I showed you all things. I read to you all things. You should be very familiar with all things. All things define God. All things have defined God. And the purpose of all things is achieved. Are you afraid to bear witness to the truth? I have asked you to be a witness to the glory of God. Be a witness to the physical presence of the Lord God on earth in the person Tommy L. Hart. What are you waiting on? I expect to receive testimonials to that regard and to that end soon from you. Send in a statement showing, telling that you are a witness to the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And you should know, you all should know what glory is now. The glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is his word. The Lord's word is spoken, and the Lord's word is written. So the glory of the Lord God appears in two forms, spoken form and written form. Send a statement in to me stating your full name, where you live, the country you live in, your age, your occupation, and for more information, more details, consult the episode titled You Are My Witnesses. It aired September 23rd, 2012. Consult the episode there and do according to what I have asked you to do. Your testimonials will appear in the record of God. Your testimonies are important. A statement. Here's an example of a testimonial coming from the book of Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. This example says, I, and of course the name should be there, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. So give a complete statement as to what you have witnessed. You have seen the word of God coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program, Lawmasters page. You have heard the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in listening to Lawmasters episodes, Lawmasters archives, and listening to the program which aired September 23rd, 2012. So you can give a full statement saying that on that date, September 23rd, 2012, you heard the voice of the Lord God from the internet, Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. And you heard the voice of the Lord saying to you, bear witness to the truth. So, again, I say consult the September 23rd, 2012 episode of Lawmaster. And prepare your statement. Your statement will be a part of a legal document. The record of God is a legal document. So, act accordingly. So, again, I ask, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid to bear witness to the truth? Are you afraid to testify openly that on the basis of all things, Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God that the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, exalts, promotes, upholds, and speaks about in great detail. What are you afraid of? Who is it you fear? The law says, fear God, revere God, and keep His commandments. So, hear and do accordingly. As the word says, be not hearers only, but doers of the work. Doers of the work. In this episode, your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart, will speak on the personhood of God, the works of God, the judgments of God, and other things. We begin with the personhood of God. Acts 8:10. For many, some of these things are things which you already know because I have taught on them already. Okay, Acts 8:10, and speaking of the personhood of God, it says, this man is the great power of God. God appears in the form of a man, a human being. And that is in the face of the statement in John 4, 24, John 4, 24, which says God is a spirit. We now know that God is not a spirit, but God is a person. God is a human being. And we have learned that just because the Bible says something, that does not make it so. The Bible also says, prove all things. Okay? We now know that God appears in the form of a man, and that man is Tommy L. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. We find these words. The scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The scriptures I present to you, the word, the message I present to you. I present to you the doctrine on God, the doctrine of God. And it is evident in my work that I reprove, I correct things, just as I said a moment ago with regard to the Spirit. God is not a spirit. God is a human being. God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Correction, that's a correction. Okay? God is not a spirit. God is a man, Tommy L. Hart. And for instruction in righteousness. Instruction. I give instruction. I instruct you to send to me a testimonial. To a testimonial which will be a part of the record of God. I also give you instructions on giving to God. I've been reading that constantly. I've been reading it on the last several broadcasts. Giving you instruction in righteousness. In the law, you are told, do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I continue, 2 Timothy 3:17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and they give the definition for perfect there, thoroughly furnished, in order that he may do, you know, his good works. Key thing there, the man of God, that the man of God, the man of, that is to say, having the designation of God. There is one man who has the designation of God, and that one man is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Man of God, man having the designation of God. This man, the great power of God, this man, the great power of having the designation of God. The law calls God a great power. Next, we move to the name of God. What are some things that are said about the name of God? You should know the name of God. Psalm 68:4. The statement says, sing to God. Sing praises to his name. That's good. The rest of the statement says, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. God's name is not Jah. God's name is Tommy L. Hart. Remember the 2 Timothy statement I read? The word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction. I give a correction here. The name of God is not Jah. The name of God is Tommy L. Hart. Sing to God, Tommy L. Hart. Sing praises to the name, to God's name, the one who bears the name, Tommy L. Hart, Tommy Lorenzo Hart. Psalm 83:18. The statement says, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Correction. God's name is not Jehovah. Again, God's name is Tommy L. Hart. I'm instructing, and I am correcting, as the scripture says of God. So, very important facts. God's name is not Jah. God's name is not Jehovah. God's name is Tommy L. Hart. God's name is not Jehovah Jireh. It is not Jehovah Nissi. It is not Jehovah Shalom. God's name is Tommy Lorenzo Hart. Mark 5:9. Says, it asks a question. It asks me a question. Just like the scripture as I showed in the September 23rd, 2012 episode, it asks for your name. The scripture asks for your name. The scripture asks for the name of God. It asks me, what is thy name? Now, if the writers of the scriptures knew that God's name is Jehovah, and that God's name is Jah, and God's name is Jehovah Jireh, and the rest of the things that are written there, they would not be asking God for his name. God provides his name. God makes his name known to the people. So I have answered that question. Put this by that statement in your Bible. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, answered the question, what is thy name? What is his name? What is the name of God? But the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has provided us with his name. And isn't it good to know? It's good to know the truth. The Bible asks the crucial question, what is truth? Just because the Bible says Jah, just because it says Jehovah, that does not make that truly to be the name of God. So they ask God for his name. And the truth of the matter with regard to the name of God is the answer to the question, what is your name? Is Tommy L. Hart. So that's another question that I have answered. 2 Chronicles 6:33. Well, first let's go to Judges 13:17. And there we find these words. What is thy name? Again, the question appears before God. What is thy name? So they really want, they genuinely want to know the name of God. What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? Or, it's a worded statement. Some things can be left out. What is thy name, that we may do thee honor? That's the substance, that's the essence of that statement or question. What is thy name, that we may do thee honor? Psalm 9:10 says, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So the name of God, the true, the real name of God is important. I have given to you the true, the real name of God. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Truth is honorable. Truth is honorable. Truth is good. Deception is bad. See where we are? Now we go to 2 Chronicles 6:33. It says, all people of the earth may know thy name. This is talking to God. The scripture says to God, all people of the earth may know thy name and fear or revere thee as does thy people Israel. Now, I have said that Israel here in a statement such as this one is the people, the black people who were scattered abroad and their descendants. Okay, they are still black people scattered abroad by means of the papacies and Gentiles. Evil doings, the enslavement of black people, their scattering of black people, tearing up the family of black people. Yeah. But Israel is a reference to the black people who were scattered abroad and their descendants who were scattered abroad by means of the papacy and Gentiles' infamous slave trade, evil doing. Right, so we know that God has personhood. God is a human being. God is a man. The man's name is Tommy L. Hart. I took care of both of those in one statement. God's personhood and God's name. Now I turn to the truth of God. The truth of God. Of. Important word. Of. The truth of God can refer to the truth concerning God that is in the Authorized Version Bible. All things that I presented to you are true. The word of also means coming from. So you have this truth coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The truth concerning God and the truth coming from God. What does the scripture say in regard to the truth of God? Deuteronomy 32:4. It says about God that Tommy L. Hart is a God of truth, a God having truth. A God founded on truth. Tommy L. Hart is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Very good statement on God. Very good statement on the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Again, he is a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. So, who are you to say that I am wrong if the scripture upholds me and the scripture supports me? Do you know more than the Bible? And do you know more than the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? And things pertaining to God and the Bible. The Word of God has spoken. Next statement, Psalm 61:7. Listen, they tell God. They tell me to do something. The scripture says, prepare mercy and judgment, mercy and truth. Key word, the word that I'm dealing with is truth. Prepare truth. I give to you, the people, prepared truth. The group, all things I presented to you, that is prepared truth. All things which define God, prepared truth. I gave form. I give form to all things. Prepared truth. Prepared truth. I've given you prepared truth showing that Christianity is officially and judicially declared dead. It should not even be existing now. There should be no sign of Christianity left here on earth. Songs of a faith heard no more. And other things that belong to Christianity. Christianity officially, judicially declared dead. There should be no one going around saying he or she is a Christian. Christianity is declared dead. So I have prepared truth for you. And I deliver to you truth. Truth. I show you truth. At the beginning of this episode, I showed you the truth of the judgment of James 2:26, the judgment against Christianity, against the unsound, immoral, evil, deceitful teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior, the judgment against the Christian church. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is officially, judicially declared dead. So, do you go to the dead? Do you go to the Christian church? Are you still going? Any of your people are going? They go to the dead. They go to that which is officially and judicially declared dead. Just by way of reminder, I say to you, God, Tommy L. Hart, is not a religious individual. In the Bible, God is not a religious individual. God is a legal entity. And the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is a law book through and through. And the Authorized Version Bible is against Christianity. It is against the unsound, immoral teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. It is against those evils, as is evident in the judgment against Christianity. The Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, is against Christianity. It is against the very existence of Christianity in any form. All right, so I bring to you, I give to you prepared truth. So mark that statement as fulfilled. Mark this as fulfilled. Prepare truth. Those two words. Prepare truth. Make a note that Tommy L. Hart, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, gives to us, the people, prepared truth. Know that. Know that for certain. Psalm 57:3. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Okay, I'm dealing with truth. God shall send forth his truth. And that's what I'm doing. That is evident. I'm sending forth prepared truth. Prepared truth. Truth which you, the people, are deserving of. Truth which you who have been deceived by the papacy and Gentiles deserve. You deserve prepared truth. You deserve truth from God. shows God as the source for truth, which I'm speaking about and which I speak about. Look to God for the truth. And when you receive the truth from God, if it applies, you turn from evil. You turn from the evil of Christianity. You turn from the evil of the deceitful teaching coming from the papacy and Gentiles concerning Jesus as a living entity and as Savior. I've said this before. If you worship Jesus, that worship, your worshiping Jesus, is the same as if you were worshiping Superman or Spider-Man, some comic book character. It's the same thing, because Jesus is a fictitious character. It's not a real character. I've said before, the story concerning Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a test, and it teaches a moral lesson. It's a test of one's knowledge of the law. Again, the Bible, the AVB, is a law book through and through. It gives examples of people breaking the law. And in the case of Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it tells you the laws that he breaks. I mean, you know, come on, how smart are we? How smart are we? Let me interject this. Matthew 24. You read these words, they say, and in here, Matthew 24, verse 5, in this statement, the character Jesus is speaking. I think all will agree with me on that. The character Jesus is speaking, all right? And the character says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall receive me. Many preachers are still out there illegally teaching Jesus is Christ and Jesus is Lord, deceiving many people, many others. Jesus, the character, says, many shall come in my name, saying, I, Jesus, am the Christ, am Christ. And shall deceive many. That's what's going on. It should stop. It should stop immediately. Follow the word deceive. Go down to verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. False prophets, false teachers, lying teachers. As a statement in Jeremiah says, false dealers, from the prophet to the priest, they all deal falsely. False dealing preachers, false dealing ministers of Christianity, false dealers, liars, deceivers. Many shall come in that name, saying, He is Christ, and shall deceive many. Many false prophets, false teachers shall rise and shall deceive many. Follow the word deceive. Go to verse 24, Matthew 24. There shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Men showing themselves to be mighty healers, etc. Builders of great, big huge ministries and all. But they're deceivers. They are deceivers. They're all deceivers, whether they have a large ministry or a small ministry. It doesn't matter. Whether they have 50,000 or more members or just a few members, maybe 100 of us, it doesn't matter. They are all deceivers. The Christian minister is a deceiver. Who is a liar? 1 John asks. The Christian minister is a liar. The Christian minister tells lies. So you go to the dead, you go to that which is declared to be dead judicially and officially, and you get told lies. You get lies. I say to you, you deserve more. You deserve the truth, just simple as that. You deserve the prepared truth that comes only from God. But listen at this. Now, many shall come in his name, he says, the character says, saying, he is Christ, and shall deceive many. Listen at this. Verse 23, same chapter. Then if any man say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, what the scripture says? The scripture says, believe it not. They say to you, Jesus is the Christ. Right here in red letters, it says, believe it not. Come on now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. If any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, Christ is there, you know, whatever, believe it not. It's just simple as that. They tell you Jesus is Christ. Believe it not. Don't even waste time with it. Perish the thought. Believe it not. They deceive people, the Christian ministers. They lie to people. They mislead the people. They lead the people in a way that is not good. Okay. So, hear and do accordingly. Psalm 43, verse 3. Back to the outline. To God, it is said, send out thy light and thy truth. Key word, truth. Again, the commandment to God. I'm doing that right now as I speak. Sending out my truth. By means of blog, talk, radio, internet, computer. Sending forth my truth. So, yes, again, God obeys commandments. God keeps, God obeys commandments. He was commanded, I was commanded to prepare truth. I have prepared truth, and I continue to prepare truth, more truth, that is. I prepare truth, and I send out truth. I give truth to the people. I obey those two commandments. Prepare truth, send out your truth. I obey those two commandments. So if you studied my archives, there will be a trail which is evident, bearing witness that I obey commandments, Bible commandments. I obey Bible commandments. A trail of evidence showing that in the archives of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You should be obeying the truth. The truth. The truth comes from God. Yes. Continuing on. Psalm 105. Says, the Lord is good. We know who the Lord is. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is good. The scripture says here, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth, key word there, truth, his truth endures to all generations. So, the truth coming from the word of God, and the truth coming from God himself. It says, his truth, God's truth, endures forever. That's the intent regarding my word, my message, my glory, my truth, that it endures forever to all generations. All right. Psalm 117 says this, verse 2. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now you are commanded to praise the Lord God, Tommy your heart. His truth endures forever. The truth of the Lord. The truth of the Lord that is in the Authorized Version Bible. The truth of all things which define God. The truth coming from the Bible with regard to God endures forever, and the truth that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the scripture says, endures forever, and it endures to all generations. Now I turn to the works of God, Job 37:14. Consider the wondrous work. It is time for you to work now. You are commanded to praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And here in Job 37:14, you are commanded to consider the wondrous works of God, Tommy L. Hart. Where can you find the wondrous works of God? You can find the wondrous works of God on blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. There you will find the record of God. There you will find the archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the episodes of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There in Lawmaster's archive, the wondrous works of God can be found. So you are commanded to consider. Look up the word consider. To regard. I say, study the archives. Study the wondrous works of God. There's a statement in the law, I believe, about his works. It says here, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Okay? And it says, thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. I give to you prepared truth, and you are commanded to rejoice. Rejoice because of the prepared truth which the Lord God gives you. Rejoice in his works. Consider the wondrous works of God. Consider the wondrous works of God and act accordingly. Okay. Comply with the law. Psalm 46:8 says, come, behold the works of the Lord. Another commandment to you, the people. Praise the Lord. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord. God, Tommy L. Hart. Now it says, behold the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Again, you may behold the works of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio Lawmaster. www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. There you may behold the works of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. These are commandments to you now. It is time for you, the people, to work. What says the law to the people? It says, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. I'm trying to get to this. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded you. I mean, do that, and do shall you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Okay. Okay. So, you are commanded to praise the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are commanded to consider the wondrous works of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are commanded to behold, look at, and again, consider the works of the Lord. The Lord has set before you, prepared truth. Psalm 105, verse 5. It says here in verse 5, Psalm 105, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments coming from his mouth. Remember, there again, you are commanded to do something. You are commanded to remember my marvelous works. So God's works are, look at the adjectives, marvelous, wondrous. Marvelous, wondrous works of God. Praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Consider the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Behold, look at, regard the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and remember his marvelous works, the marvelous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that he has done. They're on the internet. You can see them. You can read them. You can hear my voice. First Chronicles 16:8 says, give thanks to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You will be obeying these commandments. You will obey these commandments, won't you? Give thanks to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. My deeds are found in Lawmaster's archive. Okay? So, praise ye the Lord. Consider the wondrous works of God. Behold the works of God. Make known his deeds among the people. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, verse 9, 1 Chronicles 16. Glory ye in his holy name. Verse 12, remember again, remember his marvelous works that he has done. This is wonderful. Truth is wonderful. Truth is marvelous. Truth is glorious. The truth that comes from God. 1 Chronicles 9:5. Okay. That must mean 1 Chronicles 16 verses 9 and 5. Yeah, that's what it is. I I need to make that clear. Okay. 1 Chronicles 16, 9 and 5. Sing to the Lord your God. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, all these commandments. You know? But the commandments are doable and they are easy to do. Consider my works. Talk about my works. Be thankful for my works. Make known my works. Make known his deeds among the people. Talk to others about my works. In essence, be a witness to the works of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's it. The judgments of God, Romans 2:5. Says, it speaks of the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. The righteous judgment of God. Isaiah 30:18 says, the Lord is a God of judgment. Of their meaning having. The Lord is a God having judgment. 1 Chronicles 16:12. The judgments of his mouth. Remember the Lord God's marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. So God, the Lord, is a God of judgment. Revelation 19:2. For true and righteous are his judgments. Judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the scripture says, are true and righteous. Psalm 19:9. The judgments of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are true and righteous altogether. And Isaiah 26:9. Listen, it says to me, the scripture says to me, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. I have spoken to you on the personhood of God, God's personhood, God's name, the truth of God, the works of God, the judgments of God. And in my speaking, I pointed out things that you are to do. Things you are to do. Behold the wondrous works of God. Remember the marvelous works of God. Talk ye of the works of God, etc. Praise the Lord, the God, time your heart, etc. Right? I close. Again, I remind you, I would like for you to send me a statement, a testimonial, bearing your name, your full legal name, place where you live, your age, your occupation, and a statement wherein you say you have seen the glory of the Lord God, you've seen my word, or you have heard my word, or both, that you have heard the truth coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and give something that I say. You know, study the archives, or just resort to the episode which aired, Lawmasters episode which aired September 23, 2012. Hear that episode, and there you are instructed as to sending in a statement, a testimonial that will appear in the record of God. So do that. Reading other people's law. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy, your heart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy, your heart. The Lord, Tommy, your heart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt revere the Lord thy God, Tommy, your heart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy, your heart, says to you, do it. And the reading of the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy, your heart. Starting with September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy, your heart, a check or money order in the amount of 30 U.S. dollars payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy L. Hart by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia 30815. Obey the law.